This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, you gorgeous human being. I am really excited to welcome you back to this episode of the Infinite Receiving Podcast, where I am going to be breaking down with you the foundations of conscious co-creation. So here's what I want you to, first of all, hear like you've never heard before, or just allow it to land with you in a way that it hasn't before, i.e. you're not going to forget it. That everything is made up of energy. Everything is made up of energy. You are made up of energy. When we put ourselves under a microscope and we look at the cells of our skin, 99.9999999% is space. We are way more energetic than we are physical matter. But because we look and we can feel and we can see, hear, touch and taste the physical, we act as though that's all there is. And that is not the case. It's not the case with us as human beings. It's not the case with anything actually that is in your physical world. So that's the first thing. Everything is energy. Second thing is that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. The first time I heard this, and again, it really landed with me, it really blew my mind. Because what it meant was all of the energy in the universe that has ever been since the Big Bang, and all of the energy that is ever going to be, is already here in the universe, in the energetic realm. And that means every idea that you are ever going to have, every invention that is ever going to be made, the energetics for those thoughts, those inventions, the people, the places, the countries, the trips to the moon, whatever it is that we're going to do, the energetics for that already exist. Because plucking something out of thin air as though it never existed is impossible. This blew my mind because it meant that the potential for me to achieve anything that I desire is already there in the energetic field. Infinite possibilities reside in the energetic realm, and all possibilities that are ever going to be already reside. Have you got that? So, how you bring something from the energetic realm into the physical realm is to become an energetic match for it. So what does that mean? It means how you think and how you feel, particularly how you feel. When you put those things together, it creates a vibration. It creates a frequency. And your job is to think normal. And feel is the most important thing, in alignment with the thing that you desire. So I remember when I decided that I wanted to become a seven-figure entrepreneur. Prior to that, I thought I had decided. The year before, I thought I had decided. But the truth is that when you opened up my head, when you looked inside my mind, I didn't believe that it was truly possible. And I didn't feel like a seven-figure entrepreneur. 2019, I went on a retreat that changed my life. I will definitely record a podcast about that retreat and what happened on it. But it changed the way that I thought, and it changed the way that I felt. And it was on that retreat that I became an energetic match for being a seven-figure entrepreneur. Now, being an energetic match is the first part, but unless you're willing to act in alignment, behave in alignment with the match, you're not going to create what it is that you want. And so it's how we think, how we feel, and then how we behave. And the behavior has to be in alignment with the thing that we desire in order to move what it is that we desire from the energetic realms into our physical space. And that's the thing that everybody wants to know. And people feel that it's wildly complicated. And I promise you that it is as simple as what I have just described. And so, my friends, you have the basis of what you need to know for conscious co-creation. One, everything is energy. Two, you are energy. Everything that ever has existed and ever will exist already lives as a wave particle in the energetic realms. Your job is to become a match for that wave. How do you do that? How you think and how you feel, particularly how you feel. And once you've got that locked in, it is then how you behave that will determine how quickly you will bring what it is that you desire from the energetic realm into your physical space. So now you've got the basics. Let's play. Right. If I have just explained this in a way that has made you go, oh, this feels different. I'm hearing it differently. Or, wow, I've never heard this at all before. And you have a friend that you think would benefit from hearing this in the way that I have just laid it out, please do me a favor and share this podcast episode with them. If you haven't already subscribed, do yourself a favor so you never miss another episode and press the subscribe button too. Right, you are amazing. I look forward to being in your earbuds next episode. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.